Coach, we talked pregame, of course, about UCLA's offense, but also just about their defense and how difficult they make things on you, whether it's Betts patrolling the lane or Kiki Rice out on the perimeter. Now you've seen it up close now for a second time. What were the difficulties with their defense tonight?
Well, I thought we had opportunities at the rim, and then we didn't score them at the rim. You know, and they make that difficult because they're very, very physical with you, lower body, moving you on some of those, or even moving you as you're getting there. And then when you get there, then you got to put it off the glass or take your time and finish. And they do block shots. They really didn't do that to us a whole lot. They got a couple early, I think two early in the game, you know, but that kind of makes you, you know, hesitant, I think, a little bit more at the rim than sometimes you are against other teams. And then what we struggled with is when we didn't make those opportunities, we really didn't get to the free throw line with them a whole lot, which was tough. And we also didn't make open arc shots at a high level. So then what happens when you don't score is that they're in transition, and they got us in transition to get this game opened up in the first quarter. You know, and outside of that, I thought outside of that and a couple late, we competed at a really high level. But unfortunately, you know, they're good. They're really, really good. This is a team that has a chance to win a national championship good, you know. And so those are the teams that when you have a chance and when you do knock those teams off, you have to be really efficient. And we didn't do that, certainly not early in the game.
You held them under their average, scoring average, so that's good news. And you can tell that you took advantage when Betts was sitting on the bench momentarily a couple times throughout the first half. Certainly, she sat out with some foul trouble. But you could tell that you could score. Actually, you could score with her in if they were going one-on-one and without her in. So good news there. Kiki Rice, I think you didn't have a match for.
No, Kiki Rice was really good against us last year at their place, and I thought she was absolutely outstanding today. You know, she's someone who made a lot of things happen. She pressured us and turned us over. She attacked. It, regardless of what ball screen coverage we were in, she read it and made a good adjustment and, you know, got into the lane and made really good things happen, whether that was scoring or kicking it out and making things happen. Yeah, she's an outstanding guard, and I thought she played. I mean, she couldn't have been more efficient. and just made great, great plays on both ends of the court, you know. Yep. I think for us, you know, we really struggled to guard them, and it really wasn't Lauren Betts except for late with a couple of actions and then offensive rebounds. But we were able to turn them over, which isn't something that, you know, many teams are able to do against them. So, and unfortunately, if we didn't turn them over, they scored, you know. And so that's something that we didn't really help each other as well as we are capable of. We gave a couple things up in transition, which we have to get better at, you know. But what I told our young ladies, I think that we've proven in stretches that we can compete with the best teams. You know, now we got to put it together, and we've got to learn from this, and we have a really big trip coming up.
Yeah, let's talk about that trip, and we'll obviously talk about it when we get out there. We went to L.A. a year ago. Now we'll head to Seattle and Oregon. And even looking at Amaya and Mara tonight,
yes,
you know, two that seemed like they were able to go get it a couple of times. Like, how important is it to see for them to see a couple shots go in like they did tonight? 16 points for Amaya and 15 for Mara.
Right. I think that's really important. You know, for them to score and to score efficiently is really, really important. And I think that's something that we've got to just build upon and keep getting better. And there's a lot of season. And, you know, we know this is an incredibly tough stretch. And we talked about it earlier. Like, you know, last year, we had the good fortune of playing both USC and UCLA after their bye week, you know. And this year, and then what we were told is, well, at least when you play them at home, you don't play them back to back. Well, we got that too. So they're really, really good. It's a very, very big challenge, you know. And right now they're a team that got us, and a game that we go back and we learn from and we get better from.
Well, with that luck that you just set in the schedule, buy a lottery ticket on your way home, Coach.
That's
we'll
exactly
see you in Seattle.
Yeah, thank you.